Hey, Tacoma, what's up? John Doherty here for Radio Tacoma's Climate Talk, the place where we talk about everything climate, always respectfully, from time to time optimistically, and always careful to be factual. Today I'm going to be talking about the good things we could expect from cleaning up our environmental practices, especially around fossil fuels and agriculture. The downside of not cleaning up those practices is common knowledge at this point. You know, the list already: droughts, floods, wildfires, glacier loss, rising sea level, etc., etc., etc. What is often lost in this recital is that it is within our power to make this a much more livable world than it is right now, a more attractive world, a world in which it's easier to be happy and enjoy where we live, work, and play, and especially as we contrast that with the dangers of an ever-worsening climate future. So let's spend some time enumerating some of those good outcomes, things that come from a cleaner environment. And by the way, I say cleaner advisedly. There is no free lunch environmentally given our world population and our desire for consumer goods, high-tech toys, entertainment systems, rapid transportation all over the place. No matter how clean our energy source is, all of those things are going to have environmental impacts. We're just talking about the possibility of making things better, avoiding catastrophe, not creating nirvana. So, have you driven 405 recently? If you have, you know what a mess that freeway is in terms of traffic overload. And judging from the HOV lanes, two-thirds to three-fourths of the traffic has got just one person in it. Poor use of resources, not to mention the wasted hours for folks who are on the clock. That converts to money, and then there's the millions of dollars worth of automobile creeping along at 5 miles per hour with just one person in them. Transitioning to an effective mass transit system like some other cities around the world have would go a long ways to solving that problem, along with reducing fossil fuel emissions. It'd go a ways, especially if they are powered by our clean hydro. And the transition to electric vehicles is going to be linked with autonomous vehicles. And autonomous vehicles are probably going to mean the end of privately owned automobiles. Think about it. Privately owned automobiles spend 95% of their time parked in your driveway, garage, or where you work, go to school, etc. Just parked. A system of on-call autonomous vehicles is going to pull traffic off the streets and freeways because of its greater efficiency in moving people. And autonomous vehicles will be able to travel closer together at high speeds on the freeways. They talk to each other. Because of human reaction times, as the highway gets more crowded, people by necessity go slower. Autonomous vehicles don't have to do that because they talk to each other wirelessly and thus able to maintain closer separation even at freeway speeds. And therefore, the use of freeways and streets is more effective. In fact, I've heard proposals that we won't even need traffic lights if all the vehicles are autonomous because they'll sort themselves out at intersections. There's a guy named Tony Seba. I'll put a link to some of his stuff in the show notes. He's a forecasting guru around transportation, and the vision he puts forward as not only possible but likely for clean, electric, autonomous vehicles is inspiring. About a third of modern cities is devoted to either streets or parking. And we know that in our present system, demand for those things is often out of whack with what's available. And when we build more resource, we take away space from other things and give it to cars, and pretty soon that resource is full again. If we didn't need all that space for parking and moving cars, we could convert the space to things like walking boulevards, urban gardens, parks, our transportation system as we transition to a fossil-free energy source is beautiful to consider. Okay, how about green buildings, green architecture, green communities? Even though we can wean ourselves from fossil fuel, energy use still places burdens on our resources. By building homes, businesses, public facilities with the environment in mind, we can not only save enormous amounts of energy, we can also create places that are wonderful to live, work, play, learn, and worship in. Buildings that combine living spaces with businesses, streets designed for walking with restaurants, shops, schools within walking distance. Buildings that are built with the environment in mind in terms of heating and cooling. Right now, spaces are just heated and cooled the same way regardless of the season or the outside environment. You just walk over to the thermostat and change the temperature. Thoughtfully designed buildings take advantage of natural warming, cooling, and ventilation. Electrified transportation networks and autonomous driving vehicles makes getting around to places out of walking distance easy. Buildings can be covered with greenery, not only giving more of a feel of nature, but also serving as carbon sinks and providing something that's been forgotten so much in our post-industrial cities, and that is visually pleasing spaces and buildings. Using clean energy can mean that over time, all the particles from burning diesel, coal, bunker fuel from ships, and other dirty sources of energy will get cleaned out of the air, and parents can know that their children are breathing clean and healthy air, regardless of whether they're rich or poor. Using clean energy will mean that our ever more acidic oceans can reverse course and, over time, return to what they once were. Shellfish can flourish. Moderating temperatures will mean that those beautiful coral reefs full of beauty and sea creatures can return to feed us and bring us joy. You may have heard of a concept called nature deficit. Simply put, it's the notion that when we spend time in the natural environment, we tend to enjoy life more, to be happier. We've all experienced the exhilaration of a walk in a primeval forest or have been energized by the wind blowing in off the ocean. If we turn to a clean energy future, spaces that were once under threat from fossil fuel pollution will regain their vitality, and we and our children for generations to come will benefit from the beauty and peace of our natural environment. So let's talk just a moment about energy security. It is entirely plausible that we can be producing all of the energy we need and more without fossil fuels and without having to rely on a world market in fossil fuel. That would mean, among other things, that we would no longer need to be concerned about being blackmailed by unfriendly powers. We spend an enormous amount of money protecting sea lanes just so that we can bring in those other countries, some of whom are not always friendly to us. We can avoid bringing their oil to our shores. We could rest secure that our energy future was within our own hands and our energy needs could not be used against us by unfriendly foreign governments. So how about jobs? The Department of Energy had a study in 2017 that showed that clean electricity jobs are the engine that drives America's electric energy economy. They outstrip the number of paychecks provided by the fossil fuel industry by at least 5-1. The fossil fuel industry is capital intensive, not labor intensive. Green energy is the opposite. Green energy is great for jobs. Okay, here's another one. Money spent here in Tacoma or Pierce County stays here if we use electric energy. That's hydro versus oil. When we fill up our gas tank or heat our house with fossil fuel, we're sending our money off to Houston or Riyadh or some other place. If we use electricity for those purposes, we are keeping the money here in our own local economy. That's electricity that's generated through our clean hydro system. If we're using green energy, places that are presently being destroyed for fossil fuels like tar sands where trees are torn down and the earth is stripped bare, or open pit coal mines where whole mountains are bulldozed out of existence, could be restored into beautiful, people-friendly places where children play and adults relax and find peace. I don't want to be a Pollyanna. No energy source is without its environmental impacts. We are talking about the world being livable versus not livable, and we are talking about better for all living things, not perfect, just better. There are plenty of environmental problems associated with green energy that we're going to have to deal with. But my bottom line today is that by cleaning up our energy and our agricultural systems, we not only can avoid the tragedies that go along with those, we can also produce a world that is a great place for us to live in. So that's a wrap for today. So here's my contact information. I'd love to hear from you. Any comments or suggestions for future programs, somebody you'd like to hear interviewed. I'm at John, J-O-H-N, at cctacoma.org. The CCL is for Citizens Climate Lobby. I'm an activist with Citizens Climate Lobby. You can check it out. It's a good outfit, a lot of good people. Might be a fit for you. In any case, find some organization to support and to work with to build that livable future we're talking about. Also, a reminder that this show, like all other locally produced KTAH programs, is archived at the KTAH website. Just do a search and you'll find the archive under programming. I am going to leave some show notes for this program, especially some Tony Seba links. He's an amazing guy, fun to listen to, a lot of really interesting and intriguing ideas, so check out those show notes. Also, by the way, there's a guy, Dr. Jim Konka. I've interviewed him several times for this program. He's going to be doing a special Q&A session via Zoom on April 14th at 7 p.m. So go to that same ccltacoma.org website and you can find a link. Just zoom on in. I think you'll find that really interesting. He's going to be talking a lot about what the energy outlook is for the Pacific Northwest. Okay, that's it for today. And once again, here I am reminding you, as always, live like the mountain is out. Take care now.